You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to the sounds of seals, just one of the many different kinds of wildlife that make their home in the Antarctic. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
The Antarctic is surprisingly rich in wildlife, and the more northerly you go, there's a place called the Antarctic Peninsula. That is kind of the banana belt of the Antarctic, and it is incredibly rich. You have the huge whales, you have penguins, you have seals, you have an incredible variety of seabirds, and of course it's so tame, they're not scared by human beings. You can almost touch, if you wanted to, the birds, or you can almost touch the whales. They're very curious. They come very close, say, to little rubber boats, and they play and they come out and look, and it is fantastic.
Dr. Peter Wilkness is director of the Division of Polar Programs at the National Science Foundation.
It is a unique laboratory in which we can study things that we can study nowhere on Earth. For instance, we can study how the penguins adapt to the incredible harshness of the climate and have their young hatch in the winter and see them through. We can study how small animals called krill, that kind of shrimp-like features, in huge amounts suffice to feed the biggest creatures on Earth, the whales. That can only be done there. And then we can study how the whole biological system, from the whales to the krills to very small organisms called algae that live at the top of the Southern Ocean and that even live in the ice, how they all play together and make part of what we call the biological system of the Earth.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.